News Talk 1620 WTAW, Wednesday evening, an opportunity to visit with the representatives of the College Station Independent School District, and this evening visiting with Clark Ely, Deputy Superintendent for Administrative Services. Clark, been through a Board of Trustees meeting this week and some other ongoing things in CSISD, so where do we begin with our update?
Well, I'd like to talk about College Station High School and some of the things that are happening with that school, and the first order of business is the hiring of the principal for that school. Dr. Colson and his interview team have been working this month and have interviewed some semifinalists and are going through finalist interviews, and we look forward to being able to make an introduction of the principal for College Station High School by March the 1st. So we're looking forward to that coming up here very soon. The first order of business for the new principal will be the mascot and color selection for the new school. That's going to be an exciting process. It's going to be a process that's going to be led by the students who are going to ultimately go to College Station High School. The principal will be working with, as I said, those students. A lot of those students are at College Station Middle School right now. There are some students that will be zoned to College Station High School that are at A&M Consolidated Middle School right now, and we'll be getting those folks together, taking them through a kind of a virtual tour of the facility, talking about various different types of colors and mascots and the process we'll be going through, and allowing them to come up with some suggestions, and then we'll be putting that to a vote again with those students who will be ultimately attending the school.
And is that sometime later this academic year then?
That is coming up very soon. That will be the first order of business for the new principal. We hope to do that in the very early part of March and bring a decision to the Board of Trustees at our regularly scheduled board meeting March the 22nd.
Back to the principal selection process, how many semifinalists?
We had four in-district folks who applied for the position.
Very good. Continue on.
Okay. We met with the Board of Trustees last night. It was an opportunity for Dr. Colson to share with the board where we are on a number of important areas with College Station High School and ultimately A&M Consolidated High School. It was an opportunity for Dr. Colson to share with the board where we are on a number of important areas with College Station High School and ultimately A&M Consolidated High School. Dr. Colson shared with the board the transfer policy that's been developed after receiving some feedback from a number of folks, and that is available on our website at www.csisd.org.
And is that a transfer policy that applies K through 12?
This is a high school only transfer policy. We have a transfer policy for all of our kids K through 12, but what we're talking about is just with the transition to the new high school, what kids, if any, would be able to stay at A&M Consolidated High School? What if you lived in one zone and wanted to go to another school? There are some special provisions. And I'd just like to unpack that a little bit. When the board did decide to go with a second comprehensive high school and we developed attendance zones, the intent was for students to attend schools in the zones that they actually live in, with some exceptions. And one of those we have a few career and technology education programs whose upper-level courses will only be offered at one school. College Station High School will have a hospitality and culinary arts and construction and architecture and some others. A&M Consolidated High School will have health science and computer maintenance and animal science at that school. So how can we get students in both feeder patterns the opportunity to take these upper-level career and technology courses? So the administration, with feedback from Career and Technology and other folks, have worked at a program to facilitate this, and we announced that last night at the board meeting. And basically what we are endeavoring to do is have every Career and Technology course be offered at the beginning level, at the freshman level, at each of our two comprehensive high schools. So no matter which program you wanted to be in, the freshman level course you could take and would attend to the zone school, the school that you were zoned to, excuse me. If you wanted to go to the school in the other feeder pattern to be in a career and technology program, you would be able to apply after your ninth grade year, going into your 10th grade year, to be a part of that career and technology course that's only offered at the other school. If you were accepted into that program, you would be allowed to transfer there and would remain at the other school until as long as you remained in that program. So we kind of just talked about how that would look and so on and so forth last night.
And is that the only transfer issue for the two high schools?
There's one other, and that has to do with just when we open the school. And so when we open up College Station High School in the 2012-2013 school year, we did put a codicil in there that if you were zoned to College Station High School as a freshman or sophomore in the year that it opens, 2012 and 2013, if you have an older sibling who is a junior or a senior at A&M Consolidated High School, then you would be allowed to transfer back to A&M Consolidated High School and complete school there at Consol. This would not be open to any younger siblings. So if you opened as a 10th grader and you're zoned to College Station High School, but you had a sibling who was a senior at A&M Consolidated High School, the 10th grader could stay. But if in the year that it opened you had a 7th grader or an 8th grader, that student would not be eligible to stay. That student would have to go to College Station High School whenever he or she got to the high school level.
It'll be 9th and 10th graders that'll make up the first.
We're going to open up with 9th and 10th graders. You know, I probably should have started with that in case your listeners are not aware. But we are going to open up College Station High School in the 2012-2013 school year with 9th and 10th graders.
And so those 10th graders, the question I would have is, how are they going to be treated as 9th graders that are still going to be at Consolidated?
They will be Tigers. They will be at A&M Consolidated High School, and they will be Tigers. But they will know that the next year they will be opening up College Station High School as 10th graders, and they will ultimately be the first graduating class from College Station High School.
And those 9th graders at Consolidated, 10th graders at College Station, they're not going to be segregated while in 9th grade?
No, they're not.
We've covered in our sportscast a little bit about the UIL implications in the new high school.
Yes, we did make some announcements and went over with the board and the community what we've decided on the University Interscholastic League. UIL covers a number of fine arts and academics and athletics. Just wanted to start by saying that any programs that we're involved in with fine arts, be it marching band or one-act play or any of our academic contests, are not affected by this decision. What we're looking at is the athletics. For the academics and the fine arts, our students at College Station High School will be able to compete at the highest level at the very beginning with 9th and 10th graders there when they open up in 2012-2013. But it did cause us to make some decisions about at what level we would compete in athletics. We met with our coaching staff back in December. We also had a meeting with the community and parents of 6th, 7th, and 8th graders who were zoned to College Station High School and got their feedback. And so over the winter break and early part of January processed that feedback, and we went with what we called option two, which is this, that all of our students at College Station High School in that first year, that 2012-2013 school year, that compete in individual sports will be able to compete at the varsity level, or really at the level that they are most applicable to them, varsity or sub-varsity. For our team sports that we would begin when we open the school, again, with just 9th and 10th graders, we would compete at the varsity level for all team sports except for football, so that we would be put into a district for girls and boys basketball, girls and boys soccer, softball, volleyball, all those sports. And we would be able to compete for a district championship right away when we have only 9th and 10th grade students.
What's the projected classification then for those first few years?
Our projection right now is there's a couple of things that we don't know is how many students will actually be there, and we don't know what the numbers are going to be when UIL does its realignment in February of 2012. We anticipate, based on what we think our projected numbers are going to be and based on where the numbers have fallen in previous realignments, that we would either be a large 3A or a small 4A, but right now it's really just too close to call.
And how would that impact Consolidated?
For the first 2 years that College Station High School is open, A&M Consolidated High School would definitely be a 5A school as well. That first year, they'd still have around 2,300 students at the school, a little bit less the next year, but they will definitely be a 5A. And then when they go into the next realignment, which is before the 2014-2015 school year, we anticipate that College Station High School and A&M Consolidated High School both would be 4A schools. Before we leave the UIL, I want to talk about football just briefly. If I could, for College Station High School, we were talking about the UIL decisions that were made, and that football would be the one sport that we would not be at the varsity level the first 2 years that the school was opened. It really got down to a decision on that and the collision nature of football that we would compete on a junior varsity level that first year, 2012-2013. And 2013-2014, we would compete on kind of a hybrid junior varsity varsity schedule, but not be in a district. And then we would join a district that third year in 2014-2015. Our intent is for all the other activities that go along with football, marching band, drill team, cheerleaders, that they would perform at whatever varsity or junior varsity game we'd be playing those first 2 years.
And with the news of the departure of Jim and Maury Slaughter, Jim, of course, football coach and athletic director at Consolidated High School, what does that do to the athletic administration, not only at Consolidated, but also at College Station High School?
With his departure, it does leave a little bit of a hole in our administrative staff and in our coaching staff. So we need to look at how we're going to fill that. I want to talk about when College Station High School opens in 2012-2013. Had Coach Slaughter stayed with us, our intent was to look at how we could handle athletic duties and other types of duties that are coordinated between two high schools with fine arts and other types of areas centrally, and then how would we fill coaching positions for the football coach at those two schools. Our plan has been to hire head football coaches and athletic coordinators at the two high schools. Now, with Jim leaving, we have the opportunity to do that a year early for A&M Consolidated High School. So our intent will be, and we actually did post on our website yesterday, the position of head football coach, athletic coordinator for A&M Consolidated High School. And what we mean by that is this person would be the head football coach next year, would also coordinate the athletic activities just at Consol, but not for the entire district like we have with a traditional athletic director. We are looking for an interim solution to meeting the needs the athletic director needs until we can open up College Station High School and go with a more permanent solution at that time.
So there still will be two athletic coordinators, one for each of the high schools?
Yes, we're going to have athletic coordinators, head football coaches for both schools once we have both of them up and running.
And then to whom will the athletic coordinator report to?
The athletic coordinator will ultimately report to whoever is overseeing them, whether it's a supervisor of student activities, a director of student activities, a director of athletics, or however we choose to go when we ultimately make that decision for the opening of the 2012 school year.
Will that come out of the high school or the central office?
It's a central position in the sense that I don't know where their office will be or where they'll get their mail, but I know that the intent will be for that person to oversee all the athletic activities or all the student support activities across the district.
Anything else from the trustees meeting or any other updates that we need to share this afternoon?
Sure. Obviously, we're excited about the possibilities at A&M Consolidated High School on that personnel issue, but we're also continuing to work through a process for renovations at A&M Consolidated High School, part of the 2009 bond issue that's building College Station High School and Greens Prairie Elementary and some other things for us is a renovation to A&M Consolidated. We've been working with our architects and with folks at the high school and our maintenance and operations staff and are looking forward to we're in the planning process trying to bring some of the design aspects from College Station High School, the open spaces, the flexible spaces, trying to incorporate that into Consol, making some changes there and making sure that we have the needed facilities we have for all the career and technology offerings that we're going to have at A&M Consolidated for that are going to serve kids from Consol and also who live in the other attendance zones. So we're excited about that work. We're not ready to move forward just yet because we're still, you know, obviously a lot of moving parts with that, but we're excited for that as well.
Clark Ely, Deputy Superintendent for Administrative Services, College Station Independent School District, visiting with us this evening on News Talk 1620 WTAW.